So the World Health Organization, Brian, has declared that bacon, sausage, and other processed meats are in the same class in terms of the strength of the evidence linking them to cancer.
Okay.
And a particular kind of cancer.
Yes, specifically to colorectal cancer, cancer of your bowel and of your rectum.
So for people who are eating a sausage biscuit this morning, the risk is not the same as smoking a cigarette.
That's correct, Brian. Now, we can definitively say that there's a link, just as there's a link between smoking and lung cancer, but the magnitude of the effect is not as great as smoking a cigarette. There, your increase of cancer risk is 20-fold. But for bacon, for eating two slices of bacon a day, you increase your risk only 18%.
So the connection is clear, but the chance of cancer is less.
That's correct.
Now, the WHO is the only group, you were saying, around the world who has made any sort of a connection like
Well,
this.
other groups like the American Cancer Society has said that there's a link, but the World Health Organization is the first major health organization that has come out aggressively to say that there's a definite association.
And so we've been talking about red meat for years, and this applies to not to turkey and not to other kinds, but just to red meat, and the way it's cooked is relevant, correct?
That's correct. Regarding how it's cooked, if you're charcoaling it, if you're barbecuing it, you may release some of those chemicals more so than if you broil it or bake it.
Boy, just what you needed on this Monday morning as you're
Right.
about to eat
But so,
breakfast.
but just like we've heard, perhaps moderation is the thing that we ought to focus
That's
on.
correct, Amanda. Moderation, it's not that one slice of bacon is going to kill you. In fact, there's been a study done with 60,000 British people finding no difference in bowel cancer between those who are vegetarian and those who ate meat.
Oh, interesting. Okay.